Everybody, and welcome to the Shit Show with J-Bo. This episode, we interview a guy named Derek Burns. Derek Burns is a great dude. He's a fantastic acoustic musician. He's part of the Bainbridge Island scene. There's other bands over there like Pondy and Before Cars that you have to check out. Derek's on my show today talking about his latest record, Sonic Observations. It was recorded quite a few months back, as was this podcast. This podcast was recorded in Seattle at the old digs where I used to do my podcasts. Very cool space, Hollow Earth Radio. Now, during this interview, Derek is pruning trees. He's a farmer, he's a surfer, he's a traveler. We have a little cameo by a guy named Chad Channing. Now, Chad Channing, you may have heard the band he was in before. They were called Nirvana, but now he's in an awesome band called Before Cars, part of the Bainbridge Island scene. I mentioned them a second ago. He plays drums on Derek's record. He also evidently helps him prune some trees from time to time. Everybody sit back, check out this interview with Derek. He's a great dude. He writes great music. Reminds me of a stripped-down Meat Puppets. I talk a little bit about that with him. I hope you all enjoy it. Branch out, check out all his friends' music. He put out his record on Pocket Star Recordings. You can go to pocketstarrecordings.com, check out Derek, and other things, other bands, the Bainbridge Island scene. Anyway, here's my interview with Derek Burns, taken a while back in Seattle. This is the Shit Show with J-Bo. We hope you like it. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Hello?
Derek.
Yeah, Jesse.
Can you hear me okay, man, first things first?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Awesome, man. We just played a couple tracks from your new record, man. It's Sonic Observations. We played Winter's Light and How Do You Do, man. Brilliant stuff, man.
Thanks, Jesse. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. You're live on air right now, by the way. Just.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good to let me know. I don't know how this works. I haven't done anything like this since the early 90s.
So, okay, well, what was happening in the early 90s, man? What were you doing then?
Oh, I was playing in a band called Culture Shock. There was a radio station back then called KXRX.
Okay.
That did an interview with us. We actually went into the studio, and we never got very far with it, but... it was a fun band. We used to play all the off-ramp, Rock Candy, and all those clubs that actually don't exist anymore.
Right. Or they're under different names, at least.
Yeah, it's a whole different scene now, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's totally different. I've been around since, like, 97, so it's changed quite a bit, man. I've been in Seattle since that, for almost 20 years, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, this was 91, and so that's the last time I've been on a radio. I've kind of just been underground, I guess, just living up back over here on the Kitsap side.
Yeah, I've always really enjoyed your music from the time I got to play with you. I've played a lot of Derek Burns, actually, in the past on my show, your previous disc. How long is this latest disc, Sonic Observations, how long has it been finished?
Oh, it actually was done last spring.
Oh, it's been it's been out a long time.
Yeah, and I just have never really pushed it, and I'm just realizing now that I'd like to start playing more shows and promoting it a little more. I kind of just didn't, you know, different things in life I was doing at the time, didn't really have time to promote it. But now I'm getting ready to. The problem is I don't have any connections anymore over in Seattle like we used to. It's kind of out of the loop.
Yeah, that happens, man, but that's okay. I think this music speaks for itself. I really do. It's got kind of a slight country folk feel. I don't know. I'm really into the Meat Puppets lately, and it has a little bit of that in there. I don't know, when I say that, how does that make you feel, good or bad? Or
oh, they're one of my heroes, man. Actually, I had the chance to meet them down in Tucson, and also when they were up here this summer playing, got to hang out with them. They're just world class to me, my all time favorite band. Yeah, and they're just total gentlemen.
Now I got to see them, I don't know, it might have been 6-8 months ago at Numo's here in Seattle, and mm-hmm. they were one of the best live bands I've ever seen. I didn't know what to expect, you know, because I know a lot of their early records that I've heard, you know, they aren't polished, they're kind of demo-y sounding, which is very cool, but to a lot of people it's kind of jarring. But live, oh my lord, dude, that the singer guitarist, one of the greatest guitarists I've ever seen.
Oh, he's totally underrated. He's brilliant, and his lyrics are just absolutely brilliant too. Yeah, they're still going strong and still partying, like it's the 80s. It's crazy.
No shit.
I think they've slowed down a little bit, but yeah. So yeah, that's a huge compliment. I've heard that one before. It makes sense.
Okay, I had a question for you. What is Wellwater Conspiracy?
Oh, that's a project, a side project of Matt Cameron's and John McBain's that I don't think they're doing anything anymore, but I think they put out at least 3 records that I know of, and that's really great stuff, too. I love that band.
Were you part of that band at one point? I feel like you're associated with them.
Yeah, I am. Back in 2000, they had me sing on a track, and they actually turned it into the single.
Oh.
And it was a huge honor. Eddie Vedder's on the album too.
Oh, I see. So it's like a collective, and they have various people fronting each song or whatever.
Right, kind of like Pondy. It's basically Matt Cameron and John McBain, and they're heavily influenced by 60s rock, and then they just have guests, vocalists, and musicians join them.
Wow.
And that was a huge honor. That the name of that album is The Scroll and Its Combinations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. How did the I don't know if people were super, cuz you guys kind of keep to yourselves a bit. I don't know if people are super in the know that there's this really cool scene happening where you are. And the bands I've seen, you know, Derek Burns, obviously yourself, Pondy and Before Cars. How did this whole thing come together? How did you all meet each other? Because you all play on each other's records. I mean, is it a childhood thing? Did you know everybody forever?
All of the above. I've known Paul Burback.
Paul, great guitar player.
Oh, amazing! Yeah, we grew up playing guitars together. I've known him since elementary school.
Okay.
And he recorded and produced both of my solo projects that you have, and. And I've known Chad since the early 90s. We've played in different bands together over the years since, the early 90s. And, it's just kind of, you know, I guess we all have a real passion for music. And we just can't quit doing it, even though we have day jobs now.
I feel like everything I've seen or heard from that particular scene sounds great, man. What's holding that all together, man?
Oh, just a real passion and love for music and creating.
And a real craftsmanship as well. I mean, I feel like you guys know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. I guess so. I guess we're just doing what we love. That's the only way I can just explain it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll keep playing music till we can't anymore.
Hell yeah. I was really honored, happy to play with you guys up in Port Townsend the one time, and I really got to see what it was kind of about, and it was a really great time.
Oh, that was such a fun time. That was a real highlight for us too. That was a fun show.
Now, how does your live situation differ from the recorded? Are you is there much of a difference as far as you're concerned? Is it an issue going from what you've recorded to how you pull it off live? Are there enough players to do that, or is it very similar?
Well, actually, this latest recording has a lot of extra stuff on it. I've always tried to keep it, you know, to where it would be interpreted live the same as recorded. But this album actually has a lot of extra stuff, thanks to Paul Burback and Chad, actually. But sometimes it's just Chad and I playing, as you know, me on guitar and vocals, and Chad on drums, and he does backup vocals also. And then, and often Paul will join us, but Paul switches off between bass and guitar. And then Justine will join us for a few songs playing violin.
Wow. Yeah, Justine, I wanted to mention her. She's a phenomenal violinist. She plays other things as well?
Oh, she's classically trained. I mean, both Paul and Justine are music teachers.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and she teaches violin, and she's also classically trained. She's an amazing violinist, yeah.
Now, Paul and Justine, a couple who are also in Pondy and Before Cars, right?
Correct.
And they and they played on your record, kind of tying it all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all share each other's music, and put, you know, do guest spots on each other's projects.
That's awesome. And in particularly, what area are you actually located? Is it Bainbridge Island, or you said Kitsap? Is that, or is it just basically across the water?
Well, I live in Hansville, if anybody's ever heard of that, and Chad lives in Paulsboro. And Paul is in Indianola, so it's all, you know, we're all about 10 miles apart from each other in different communities in Kitsap.
Okay. What is Pocket Star Records? Is that your own deal?
Actually, that's Paul and Justine and Chad's deal. You know, I don't know much about it. You want to talk to Chad about it?
Yeah, dude. Put Chad on.
Okay, here he is. Hey.
What's up, Mr. Channing?
Not much.
How you doing?
Work on a nice cloudy day.
Yeah, what kind of work are you doing out there with Derek?
Just doing some pruning.
Okay. Like pruning, like fruit or pruning leaves?
Pruning trees.
Just pruning trees. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
What is
pruning
Pocket...
trees. Oh, it's what?
I'm sorry. What is Pocket Star Records? Sorry, there's a slight delay, and I don't mean to screw up your rhythm. What's Pocket Star Records?
Oh, well, Pocket Star Records is just a record, it's a company or whatever. It's really, really small. It's just something that I thought, well, you know, I wanted to put out some stuff, and I figured, well, I'll just do it on my own label, you know? So I decided to start my own label, and so I work with... you know, Paul and Justine and stuff about it, and I said this is kind of the idea I had for called Pocket Star Records and whatnot, and so and they helped you know, kind of put everything together on that. We had some outside help too for putting the website together and whatnot, and so we've used Pocket Star Records to put out like the last Before Cars record, the last Pony record, Derek's record. So it's just an outlet for just us, you know, to, you know, put our music out on our own label. Just a real small, little tight-knit thing.
You guys are really...
No aspirations to becoming huge or nothing.
You're really doing it for the love of it. How do you keep the quality control up, man? Everything I've heard, honestly, seems like super high quality and really great.
Well, quality control, I guess, is just a result of our own ears, I suppose. You know, it's like, do we like that? Sure, okay, that sounds good.
know? Right on, man. I guess that is the really the only way to do it. Do you have any shows planned with Derek coming up?
Nothing at the moment. Of course, you know, holidays and all, it's hard to like put those things together with everything else that kind of goes on, you know, family and all that kind of stuff. So, but, you know, I'm sure there'll be something that'll pop up in the wings. We usually post stuff up on Facebook or whatnot when it comes out, but yeah, nothing at the moment.
Right on. And how did you actually meet Derek?
Oh gosh, I can't even remember. What year was that when I first met you, Derek? I can't even remember what it was. 90? It had to have been like 90. Mm. Yeah, I think it was probably just in a situation where it was, you know, a party or something like that, or maybe a show, because I was in the Fire Ants. Yeah, with Kevin stuff. In fact, we played with Culture. Didn't Fire Ants Club Shock have a show together? Yeah. Talking about Derek at the same time. But yeah, that's how we met. Because our bands were playing shows together back in around 90.
Right on, man. What's Pondy up to? What's Before Cars, just to get in on your scene real quick? Or your other projects, rather. What are they up to these days?
Well, I mean, before Cars, I've already like written a whole record, and it's in my head, and it's just, you know, now we're getting the time to start recording it. But currently, Pondy is in the middle of recording stuff for another record, and you know, everything's sort of intertwined, so it's kind of one band at a time sort of thing. So right now, concentration is all on Pondy, and hopefully by sometime, maybe late spring or early summer, you know, I might get ready to start recording some Four Car stuff, and hopefully too, you know, the Pondy record will be completed. So that'll be kind of exciting.
Dude, that's totally exciting, man. Well, I wanted to thank you, man, for jumping on the phone. I wanted to get Derek back real quick, talk to him a little bit more about his record.
Sounds good. All right, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Chad, I'll talk soon, man.
Okay, sounds good.
Take care, bro.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, buddy. So tell me a little bit about this record, Sonic Observations. I'm really liking what I heard. Any inspirational themes you'd like to go into? Any funny stories in the making of it? Or how do you woodshed? Where do you do your thing? You just at nighttime sit with the guitar and come up with these songs? How much time do you have to spend? I don't know. And tell me all about it, dude.
Oh, well, let's see. Where do I start? I write the basic parts, and I do most of my writing in the morning, actually, with coffee. That seems to be my best work. And and I get the basics, the chord pattern and lyrics down, the melodies and all that. And then I show it to Paul and Chad or both. And then they throw their bit on ideas onto it, basically. Paul does a lot of the melodies, the guitar melodies.
To fill it out, and the counter melodies, yeah.
Right, and he also writes Justine's parts. He comes up with the different melodies to lay over it. And Chad does backup vocals and puts drum beats down to it.
Nice. Now, do you plan on doing a version where it's all the players that were involved in the recording, like live? Is that in the works? Like, would you guys ever consider coming over to Seattle and actually doing it up? I mean, I could probably help you put something together.
Well, we'd love to. That's actually one of the main reasons I reached out to you, because I really like your band a lot. Yeah. I had so much fun playing with you guys. Like I said, we're just, you know, out of the loop as far as Seattle goes. We play. There's not many venues over here on Kitsap to play at. And we'd like to. Yeah, we'd love to come over and play over there. It's just things have changed. You know, back in the day, you'd bring a cassette tape to the club and talk to the person that booked it. And this is before email and computer and all that. And it's a whole different world now.
I might recommend something that just popped into my mind. Like, the modern day version of a cassette is probably like a Bandcamp page, which is totally free. Maybe just throw some of these songs up there and just give them the link and bam, you know.
Is that how it's done? Okay, see, I'm you know, not too tech savvy. I'm learning a lot of that stuff now. Chad's real good at it, but I need to get on board with all that.
Just get a Derek Burns Bandcamp page and mm-hmm. when you send an email, just include the mm-hmm. link to that, and it's super simple, man.
Cool. Well, has your band been playing shows out lately?
Dude, my band broke up.
oh, sorry to hear that.
It's okay, dude. It was kind of like many, many incarnations. I am working with a drummer right now and working on a few things, but it kind of came to a fiery head, and somebody walked out, and then one other person had never really been available, and so I was just like, it was too kind of heartbreaking to go through for me, and I couldn't really deal with it, so I just kind of said, fuck it, you know?
Right, right. No, I hear you. You don't want to play with people that don't want to be there. Everybody has to want to be there on their own and
they have to
be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, sucks. Well,
but
you're with the drummer still, though. He's a heavy hitter. I like him.
He's a great drummer. Actually, it's a different drummer, but Zach is a great drummer. He's a really cool guy. He was the guy that kind of wasn't available, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Huh.
He basically told me he could practice, or no, he would be willing to play a show with no exception once a month, period. And like, we had something come up and he just, you know, said, I won't do it just because. And I was like, I'm sorry, man, that just sucks and whatever. So there you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dan politics. It gets messy sometimes.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. Me and him are still quite close. He sent me a text yesterday, so.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but I still would totally be interested in setting up a show over here, maybe even at Hollow Earth. They've got a lot of Fridays and Saturdays open. I don't know, maybe January, February, something like that. Would that work for you guys?
That would be perfect. I will be out of town December 16th till January 9th in Arizona. But when I get back, yeah, I'll be wide open. And I'd love to start playing some shows.
Dude, that sounds so great. Tell me just real quick, where people, if anywhere, can they find your record? I mean, can they go buy it? Can they order it from you? How do people get in touch with this great music?
Oh, you know what? That's just it. I need to talk to Paul about that because Pocket Star, I have like 100 copies, but Pocket Star is usually where you could get it. But I don't know if they've set it up yet. We're obviously not too savvy on the business end.
That's okay.
You know, but we're trying to figure all that stuff out.
So either way, if somebody goes to Pocket Star Records, there's probably an email address there, and they can get a copy of your record, right?
Yeah, I also have a fan page on Facebook that I don't really know how to keep up with it, but I do have a fan page on Facebook, and Derek Burns,
mm-hmm.
And I need to update that big time because it only has the old CD on it and just like three samples of that, but and then how we tell our friends and fans about shows is through Facebook, just my regular Facebook page, and I just say, hey, we're playing here, such and such date.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's been a great tool, actually, for music, Facebook.
You know, I ran into a woman who knows you and your whole crew very well, like since you were young.
Lisa Color.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. It's Lisa, yeah. She works with my girlfriend.
She's awesome.
One night we made this connection, like, wait a second, and you know, obviously, like, I'm not like super close with all you guys, but she certainly was, and like we talked a long time about that whole scene. It was very cool, man. Very cool.
Oh yeah, you know, I've known her since middle school. She was just over a couple weeks ago or a month ago. She came over. She still comes over and visit. Her folks live on this side, and when she comes over, we hang out still. She's a great woman.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, listen, man. Yeah. I wanted to thank you for getting on the horn today. I'm gonna play. I've already played a couple tracks off your record. I'm gonna play a couple more once I hang up. What would you recommend? Like two or three of the ones I played: Winter's Light and How Do You Do.
Oh well, you know, we've gotten a lot of good response from what was it?
Milepost 119.
Oh yeah, yeah, that one. A lot of people seem to really like that. I get a lot of good response on that and Long Ago. I guess the next two tunes are, and the next three actually, people seem to really like.
Dude, I'm just gonna play all three. I'm digging this CD a lot, man.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jesse. It was great talking with you, and hopefully we can hook up to her soon.
Dude, let's hook up. You know, I like going across the water. Maybe we can get like coffee or lunch in between you pruning trees or whatever. I don't know.
Hey, that sounds great. Just you got my number, so let me know.
I got it, bro. Hey, thanks so much. And everybody, listen to Derek Burns. Go to his Facebook page. Go to Pocket Star Records. His new record is, well, it's new. Sorry, he's pushing it now. It's been out a little while. Doesn't matter. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. Sonic Observations. Hey, thanks, Derek.
Thanks. Hey, is there an archive for this so I can listen back to it?
I can get my computer got stolen, so I'm not really putting out podcasts right this second, but I can absolutely mail you the MP3 of our conversation. Yep.
Oh, super.
All right.
Great. Okay, well, have a great day.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Hey, anytime, brother.
See you, dude.
Bye.
Okay, that was Derek Burns. Cool, talented man. And I'm going to play some songs off his record. I'm going to play three songs. I'm going to do Long Ago. I'm going to do Milepost 119 and What We Do. It should just play, I think, here on the shit show. Let's see if this works. Yeah, it's working. Sorry.
tell you what I've got to say. It's a long, long, long ways down. Sit right down here, I tell you a story, one I was told a long time ago. And there were the people who worship money, and never would they find true happiness. It's a long, long, long ways down. What letter the pen wrote
endless story. I never change. I drop down to my knees so I can see. Doesn't matter what words I use, you change your mind just like the weather does. I see the farmer working over his fields and grows it up just to cut it down. Ooh, this is what we do. Ooh, this is what we do. Ooh, yeah, this is what we do. We see the light, it comes shining through. And it doesn't matter which road you take, it's all a means to the same end. Over the valley where the water gives way to the promise of the Holy Land. Ooh, this is what we do. Ooh, yeah, this is what we do. Ooh, this is what we do. Oh, Lord, this is what we do. We see the light, it comes up shining through. Doesn't matter what's in front of you, you're gonna see just what you wanted to. And there the fisherman on the shore throws his net to feed a family. Ooh, this is what we do. Ooh, this is what we do. Oh yeah, this is what we do. Oh Lord, this is what we do. We see the light, it comes shining through. And this is what we do. And this is what we do. And this is what we do. This is what we do.
slow like a winter, feels like an end day, feels like a day.
I was sure I could find her,
I was sure I could find her.
I lost my way,
I lost my way. Set adrift on a memory, set adrift on a memory that never seems to fade,
never seems to
fade. I call out her name.
Right. We just heard, I think, three tracks. Was it three? Yeah, we heard maybe four tracks. I don't know. Yeah, I think we heard four tracks in a row. Long Ago, Mile Post 119, What We Do, and Fade Out. Awesome stuff. Thanks, Derek Burns. Good to know, good to see people doing it for the love of it. Hobbyists putting out quality products that really competes with anything you could kind of hear on mainstream shit radio. Probably, the compete actually bests it, probably. But you know what I mean, like it's that high quality. As actually, you know what, mainstream radio is not really high quality. Let's say anything that, you know, they may play on college radio or KEXP, I would say. Derek Burns, Pondy, Before Cars, competes with nicely, very nicely. Thanks everybody on that crew. It was a real pleasure talking with you, Derek.